I think.
Oh my God, seriously? Be 15 minutes late? And yeah. Not that anybody's ever run out of food at one of our potlucks, but yeah, it's like people are in line.
Yes, they are. Why don't you tell us about your trailer? You said you were in the non-vintage
Do you guys have
section.
Chili cook-offs or any of that kind of stuff?
There you go.
Oh, we've never done a chili cook-off. We do tend to get a lot of chili, and I think there's a slight competitive factor with the chili. We do get a lot of chili, especially in the cooler month rallies. So we'll get some made with exotic meat, some with healthy turkey, and a nice variety. But nothing formal. And we have one guy... That has made federal.
It was a green chili that won.
Ooh, nice. Very southwestern.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. Okay, so what are you in? What trailer are you in? What kind, what model year?
We are currently in a 2012 Serenity 28, which we have customized. Our first trailer, this is our second trailer. Our first one was a 1992 Sovereign 21, which we heavily customized. We love it. I made it mid-century modern. It's no longer Zen Asian.
There it is on live, Colin, if you could see it.
Oh, yeah, and we have a lot of LED lights underneath it, too.
Did you add those, or were they?
We did, courtesy of Vinny, yes. We had Vinny do a bunch of work, and that was my ask.
Hey, Colin, that's another thing that we didn't mention, is Vinny does a presentation.
Vinny?
Yeah, Vinny... Vinny's amazing. He used to work for Mercedes-Benz and had an Airstream a repair is just way too basic of a word for it. He is a genius. But he worked on late model Airstreams, and so the business got really good, and he's doing that full time now. And he comes to our rallies. He's amazing. He and his wife Cindy. And he brings his truck with all of his spare parts. My husband's right now trying to find a fan motor from him because something died. And, we have our own personal, Airstream guru fix-it person. And he does a presentation on Saturday as well. This year, it will be all about solar.
Okay. I actually met him at Illumapalooza a couple of years ago.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I remember when they went out there.
And we apparently have Steve Danson Hansen here, poking in. I met him a couple of times at Illumapalooza as well.
Yeah.
Cool.
So how long is the rally?
It's from Thursday, kind of the early birds, goes through Sunday. So a lot of people leave Sunday and some stay through Monday morning.
Some stay a little longer. The leftovers.
The leftovers.
Yes.
Yeah, we've been leftovers, too. We've actually held many rallies now. We go a day early, and we'll stay a day late just to make things easier setting up and packing up.
It's really nice. I like it when we're at some place more than 2 days because it makes all that setting up worthwhile.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It also, when you stay longer, it also kind of diminishes the depression of departing.
Exactly. Going back to the... quote,
right.
Real world.
Exactly.
Yeah. This is my first time coming Thursday night. We generally come Friday through Monday. So, but they changed some of the parameters of us securing the resort, right? We have to come all...
Yeah, those things called rules, Colin.
Oh, I hate rules. They're made to be broken.
I agree. You said rules are made to be broken.
That's correct.
Yeah. So it's good, though, because, we like – this is a nice place to be. So it's good to be here one more night. Kids don't mind getting out of school one extra day either.
So do you end up with having an open house or any of that kind of stuff?
It's kind of informal. It just kind of happens organically. I try to make sure our trailer is clean on Saturday mornings. But, yeah, people just kind of wander by. And then my husband, after a few drinks, is prone to give tours at 9 o'clock at night. So.
Well, you heard it here, folks. Site number.
That one a secret.
It's obviously a lot of work to deal with an open house. But I think it's fun to go and check out things and learn different ideas and ways to do things and and of course, many of the rallies I go to, they're not necessarily pure Airstream. It could be, I'm part of Tin Can Tourists as well. And so there's a whole gamut of weird and wonderful camping devices.